All right, let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we come to you this morning so grateful for an opportunity to connect with you like this and to connect with each other in a challenging time in our world and in our lives right now. God, and as difficult as things are for us and as difficult as things are for the world, we know that you are over all things. Even though things seem like they're out of control, we know that you are in control, and help us to focus on you during this time in particular, but always help us to learn to rely on you more and more each day. Thank you for this beautiful morning that you've given us. It is such a delight and a joy to see the sunshine. I know it brings joy to my heart to see the sunshine. And so we are grateful for that. We're grateful for this beautiful space that you've given us to live. And I pray that we would just delight in that. God, be with us during this time this morning as we focus on your word. Help us to have open and humble hearts. I pray that you would ease our minds, calm our stresses, alleviate our fears and anxieties. God, we are a weak and vulnerable people, and we can struggle with things, especially in a time like this where there is so much uncertainty. And so just be our focus, be our anchor, be our refuge, be our rock. And as we look at Psalm 23, help us to focus on you being our shepherd. What a gift, what a joy, what a delight that is to have you as our shepherd, our loving protector, and the one who meets all of our needs. So focus us during this time. Help us to set our minds and our hearts on you. I pray that all of us on the call would be refreshed by your word. Father, in Psalm 19, your word says that your law restores and refreshes our soul. And I pray that we would experience that this morning, that we would then take that throughout our day. Help us to be a light where we are in this dark world during a dark time. Even though we are separated from people, God, you do give us opportunities to be a light in the world. And so help us to do so. Glorify your name. I pray that the world would look to you and lean on you during this time, this desperate time. And I just pray that we would be ambassadors for you. We love you and we thank you. Again, we are so grateful. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so let's check out Psalm 23. Again, I'm going to read the New King James Version, but if you have a different version, then that's great too. I like how some of the verses are translated in this way. And so I'm going to read it slow and meditatively, and then I'll make a few points on it, and then I'll lead us into a little meditation, and I'll close out with prayer. So Psalm 23 begins in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside waters of quiet rest. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So as we look at these verses, I mean, there's so much in here that speaks to us during this time. And certainly helps us throughout our lives. I mean, verse one right there, the Lord is my shepherd. Remembering that the almighty and all-powerful God is our guide, our protector, our refuge, and the one who meets our every need. And so the psalmist goes on, and certainly the psalmist here is David, I shall not want. Another translation that says, I lack nothing. I lack nothing. Why is that? Because all of our needs are met by the good shepherd, our God. And just as a helpless, vulnerable sheep is taken care of by the shepherd, so we, as helpless and vulnerable people, are taken care of by the almighty, all-powerful God who gives us and provides for us everything that we need. I mean, imagine just living in that reality, dwelling in that reality each day, that all of our needs, our spiritual, our mental and emotional, our social, our physical needs are provided for by God. And then in verse 2, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. I mean, what beautiful imagery there, to be led by God, our protector, in green pastures, in pastures and places where they're open, they're safe, we can be protected, and we can lie down there in safety and security. Why? Because God is leading us, because the almighty, all-powerful God is leading us. And I love the second part of that verse there. He leads me beside the still waters, some translations say, but I love this, the waters of quiet rest. This can be a weary time in our lives. We can be so worn down by the stresses of life and little troubles throughout the day, or big troubles, struggles, trying to get things done at work, trying to accomplish things for school, trying to help our kids, trying to help people around us, hearing about people that are struggling with health issues. Maybe we have some health issues that we're experiencing, but where is God, our shepherd, leading us into? He's leading us into quiet rest beside these still waters. And, you know, it makes me think of Matthew 11, 28 through 30, that as we follow Jesus, he gives us rest for our souls. And then in verse 3, and I love how this follows what the psalmist is writing here. Hey, he's leading us into this rest, this place of restoration. And then in verse 3, he restores my soul. So God leads us, as we follow him, into a place of restoration for our souls. And of course, our souls are our very being. It's who we are. It's our essence. It's the deepest part of us. It's every aspect of who we are combined together, that's being restored by God because of him leading us into these restful and protected places. And then the second part of verse 3, he leads me in the paths of righteousness. You know, and that's what we need during this time, right? We need to be led into right ways of living. On a daily basis, we can think or be confused or concerned. What's the right way to handle this? How do I make a right decision here? What's the best thing to do? Well, if we're being led by God, if we're allowing him to lead us, he's going to lead us into those paths of righteousness, into right living. Why? For his name's sake, so that his name can be made known to the world. And what a gift and an opportunity that is, as disciples of Jesus, as followers of God, that we can make his will, his ways, his name known in a dark world. And that's what our world needs now and always, but I think in particular during this time. And how relatable is verse 4 here? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And our world is a dark place, but it is in a dark time. And as we hear the reports about how many people are dying on a daily basis. Many of us know people that have passed away or are connected with somebody who has passed away. That can be very troublesome and anxiety provoking, and it can feel like, man, I'm in the middle of this valley of the shadow of death right now. But the psalmist writes that even though that may be our experience, even though that may be our time, even though that may be where we are right now, we can fear no evil. We can be assured that we have nothing to be afraid of. Why? Because of the presence of God. And I think this is one of the most important images in this psalm, is that everything that the psalmist is experiencing that's positive, that's beautiful, that's amazing, is because of the presence of God, because God is leading him, and because he's with God. And so that's an image that's important for us to meditate on now and reflect on now and remember now, but also take with us throughout our days, moment to moment, remembering that God is with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. These are the instruments and the tools of the shepherd that are used for protection. And so remembering that, hey, God is using his power, his might, his glory to protect us, to guide us, to comfort us. In verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And so this is an image of victory in many ways. Hey, even though enemies and these strong forces are around me, God prepares a table before me in the presence of those things, that I can live and exist and dwell and be safe and secure in the presence of these things. Why? Because God is my shepherd. God is with me. God is leading me and guiding me. And we're in such an honored place with God, because he's with us. He anoints our head with oil, and we're so fulfilled in life. We can be so fulfilled in life that our cup runs over. I mean, it's not that we just have enough. We have things in abundance because of God's presence, because God is our shepherd. And then in verse 6, even though things are challenging and difficult and can be extremely stressful, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It may not always feel like that. It may not necessarily always be our experience or prominent in our minds, but we've got to be reminded of that God is a good God. He is a loving Father. He is in control. He has all the power, and he is blessing his people, his followers, with goodness and mercy all the days of our lives. We may have struggles, and we do, right? We have struggles, we have challenges, we have difficulties, but right there with us is goodness and mercy all the days of our lives because of our good shepherd. And then this beautiful image in the very end, again, about the presence of God, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We will dwell as we follow God, as we allow him to lead us in his house, which is where his presence is all forever. And we have these challenges, we have these struggles now, and God is with us. We can dwell with God now, but there is a time where we will get to this space and this place where we are in perfect relationship with God. Though we may have trouble for a short time, we can be with God forever. And what an amazing way to conclude this beautiful psalm. Again, a reminder that God is with us and that we can dwell with him forever. And so what I'm going to ask that you do now is to pick just one of these images in the psalm. Lots of amazing images, the restoration of our souls, God, us walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but God being there with us, comforting us with his rod and his staff. You could imagine this table prepared before us in the presence of our enemies, our cup just overflowing, this sense of abundance in our lives, this abundance of good things in our lives, because God is with us, because he's our shepherd. So I want you to pick one of those images to meditate on. And so I'll lead us through a little bit of a meditation here, and then I'll close us out with prayer, and that'll be our time together. So what you can do is, again, just decide which image, you're going to focus on during this time. I'm going to choose being led beside waters of quiet rest and God restoring my soul there. I'm going to call those images to mind. And so once you've decided on that, then you can just find a comfortable posture in your seat, whatever helps you to focus, whatever is comfortable for you. And you can either close your eyes or use a soft gaze forward and just begin to notice your breath and appreciate your breath. Appreciate the gift of being able to breathe, especially in a time like this. And as you are focusing on that, I want you to just connect your breath, so stay with your breath, to, especially on the in-breath, those pleasurable feelings of breathing in, that joyful experience, connect it to the image that you chose. So as I breathe in, I'm going to imagine being led by God to this place of quiet rest beside these still waters. As I breathe in that joy, that experience, I'm going to absorb that and take that in and just dwell there for a little bit. And you'll notice that your mind will wander, and that's okay. It does that. Just take note of where your mind has wandered off to, and just gently bring it back to your breath and the image from the psalm. Okay, you can open your eyes if they were closed and come back to the space where you are and just notice your surroundings for a moment. And I'm going to close this out with prayer, and then you can continue to use the chat if you'd like. I'll leave it open for a few more minutes. We can talk a little bit, but I do want to close us out with prayer at this time. So let's go to God. Father, thank you for being our shepherd, and that being led by you means that there is nothing that we lack, and that we shall not want. God, thank you for leading us into restful and restorative places where our very being, our soul, the depth of who we are, can be restored. God, so easily our souls, our minds, our hearts, our spirit, God, our being can be thrown off and out of whack and disjointed and messed up. But thank you, God, our creator of our souls and protector, overseer of our souls, that when we're led by you, when we decide to follow you, that you restore us, that you fulfill us. God, we pray that your name would be known throughout the world, that through us, your name would be known. And so please just work through us in that way. God, it's a difficult time in the world. It's a dark world, and it's a dark time. And I just pray that though we're walking through that, and we're in the midst of that, that you would remind us of your presence. Remind us that you are with us, and help us to know that at any moment we can turn our attention, our direction, our heart, our attention, our soul to you, and be comforted by your presence. God, thank you that though there are enemies and difficulties and challenges around us, that the enemy, the adversary, Satan himself, pursues us on a daily basis, that you prepare a table before us in the presence of him and of those things, and that our cup overflows, God, that we are fulfilled and given to in abundance by you. Thank you so much for that. And God, we are so grateful that we can dwell in your house forever, that it begins now, and help us to stay there, but remind us of the reality that we can be with you forever, our loving Father, our protector, our guide, and our refuge. Again, we thank you for all these things, especially the knowledge of all these things being real because of Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ryan. That was great.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for being here.
Have a great day.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, bye, you Ira. Too.
Bye. Love it's you great. Guys.
Great to see everybody's face. Even